It appears the Federal Communications Commission is preparing to roll back net neutrality rules. Under the leadership of the new FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, who held a closed-door meeting last week with telecommunications groups about the issue, he's meeting today with an industry group that wants to preserve net neutrality protections. For more, let's bring in our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of policy and politics at Recode. He joins us by Skype. Hi, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And first, why don't you just explain the net neutrality rules as they stand right now? They were some of the Obama administration's signature regulatory changes.
Yeah, this was the big accomplishment of the Obama administration. Net neutrality is this idea that all internet traffic should be treated equally, that an internet provider like Comcast or AT&T or Verizon can't slow down access to other web pages, it can't block or degrade your ability to look at video, whether it's from their competitors or for another company entirely. And the Obama administration really believed that strong net neutrality rules were the only ways to keep the internet free and open, that you really had to use, you know, the toughest portions of federal law to protect the internet from telecom companies. Now, ultimately, telecom companies didn't agree. Republicans definitely felt that the Obama administration didn't need to put such rules into place. And that kind of leads to the battle that we're seeing now with new FCC chairman Ajit Pai looking to put in place his own net neutrality rules that replace what the Obama administration did.
And what would those rules be?
So we have to rewind the clock a little bit back to the Democratic administration to see the comparison, right? So under President Barack Obama, the FCC essentially started treating internet service providers with utility-like regulation. It was very strong rules under a wonky part of law called Title II that many in the telecom industry felt went far against the agency's mandate under law. Now, at the time, Pai, who was a commissioner, voted against those rules, believing that they were a bad solution for a problem that didn't exist. So the draft plan that Pai has put forward would essentially allow telecom companies like an AT&T or Verizon to commit on a voluntary basis not to degrade your internet connection, not to prevent you from viewing web pages or other services. And if those companies voluntarily said that they were going to protect your net neutrality, but then didn't do so in the end, another agency, the Federal Trade Commission, could then slap them with penalties for deceiving consumers. So it's a very, very big difference.
And is this a done deal, or how soon could these changes happen?
Oh, it's far from a done deal. There are lots of moving pieces here. For one thing, Pai hasn't put anything on paper. So the very ideas that we're discussing now could change dramatically just in the next few weeks. And tech companies want Pai to change the ideas he's put forth dramatically. And some of those companies like Facebook and Google and Twitter, through their main lobbying organization in Washington, plan to tell Pai this during a meeting in Washington just in the next couple days. That being said, they have to go through a vote. The FCC has to go through this long rulemaking process. And meanwhile, there's a whole court decision right now that we're waiting for related to what the Obama administration did on net neutrality. So we're really only at the beginning stages of this debate. And I think you can expect it to see, you know, it only gain steam and to potentially bring in internet users who the last time this came about were very vocal in their support for net neutrality.
That's Tony Rahm, who is a senior editor of policy and politics at Recode and one of the few people who can make net neutrality understandable to us in the masses. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks for having me.